Abbott is alleged to have used a knife to murder his grandparents, an aunt and her boyfriend, and to seriously injure another aunt in a violent rampage on the morning of March 25th. The incident occurred in a quiet Sitka neighborhood about 3 blocks from the courthouse. In her motion, McDaniel writes that, by sensationalizing the case, the media has greatly complicated and compromised Mr. Abbott's right to a fair trial before an impartial jury within the Sitka venue. The only appropriate remedy is to transfer the venue and select the jury from persons less close to the scene, the victims, and the media barrage against Mr. Abbott. McDaniel indicated that she would ask for a change of venue in a conversation with reporters following an omnibus hearing for her client on September 15th in Sitka. The media present included a reporter and photographer from the Daily Sitka Sentinel and a reporter from KCAW Public Radio. At other hearings, a reporter from the Juneau Empire has sometimes been present. McDaniel goes on to warn of additional media coverage should the case go to trial. She writes, "The court saw for itself at the recent status hearing in Sitka that the media has latched on to Mr. Abbott and his case as a highly newsworthy subject capable of generating millions of dollars in ad revenue from the broadcast of so-called reality television programs. While there may be no way to turn or dampen that particular feeding frenzy, there is one way to enhance Mr. Abbott's chances of receiving a fair trial, and that is to transfer the venue from Sitka to Juneau." McDaniel acknowledges that the cost and logistics of moving the case to Juneau represent a hurdle for the court, but she believes that the cost of the transfer is proportionate to the serious nature of the case. She also argued that the defense will motion to expand the potential jury pool to outlying villages in Southeast to ensure that Alaska Natives are fairly represented. Transportation and logistics, McDaniel writes, would be easier for those potential jurors if the venue were in Juneau. To date, only KCAW, The Sentinel, and The Empire have requested permission to cover the case. All have attended a meeting with Superior Court Judge David George and signed an order limiting the number and movement of photographers in the courtroom, specifying the placement of audio equipment, restricting interviews to areas of the courthouse outside the hearing of potential jurors or witnesses, and other issues of decorum expected of any member of the public attending court. Judge George is scheduled to rule on the motion for a venue change within the next week. Currently, the trial of Jason Abbott is scheduled for June 1, 2009, in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.